Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can get the TNT podcast free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. Never miss a minute. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's Wednesday. Brad's probably still in California, right?
Yeah, today was chosen because it wasn't a travel day.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow is a travel day.
We'll see if he wakes up in time. All right.
Yeah, 6:30 his time, and he's got a kid, too. So
yeah,
You know he's up early.
I saw a picture of the story you just sent me, Puss, last night on the news, the longest dog tongue.
Yeah.
And they didn't make a joke about what they should have, you know, like, hey, where's the peanut butter? There's a local news.
They didn't do that, huh?
It's a huge tongue. I mean, a lot of dogs have big tongues, but
yeah, that's
check out this photo.
We never did the...
Look at that photo of that tongue, man. Todd, don't show it to Todd. He'll get excited.
I see it.
I see it. It's a screensaver now.
It never goes back in. Is it Zoe?
Yes.
Okay.
The dog's name is Zoe.
All right. That doesn't go back in.
What that dog could do with that tongue, man.
Constantly hanging out of its mouth.
How many...
It doesn't fit in its mouth.
Oh yeah, there's a picture of her further down in the article where she's just sitting on the beach and she's got like probably an inch or so of tongue just poking out the front of her face. Like, she doesn't have enough face for that tongue.
Yeah. Local news is never making
peanut butter jokes. They do not make that joke. Like, hey, what's that peanut butter? And it was a guy and a girl team, so the guy should have turned to the girl and said, "Hey, you like that tongue? Yeah, I wish you had one." It's a married team, by the way. I watched that on there.
They're wacky.
In our town, yeah. And her friends are good people.
What's the world record for anchor tongue? Julie.
Oh, he's dropping a name.
Well, you said the married couple. There's one married couple on the air in this city town.
Right, yeah.
Are there anchors that are married?
No.
Okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the weather.
Anchor and news guy, or weather guy in this
nice
case.
Tongue. Why don't you bring that to the party?
Right.
See, those kind of jokes would work in a local news. They just don't do them, though.
No.
They just don't touch it.
No, I don't know why.
You know, they would get calls.
Rob should have said something about that.
They were
look at that tongue.
Making inappropriate jokes about tongues on the news.
Fortunately,
you'd have to make them explain it.
Did they make
it? Well, can you explain what exactly did they say?
Why would you want
to say it? I'm not going to say it.
Why would you want the a tongue on the dog to be long? I don't get it. Yeah. That kind of story.
Oh,
no, random peanut butter.
Right.
The dog doesn't give away your secrets.
Look at that tongue, man.
5 inches. It's a 5-inch tongue.
Dogs don't talk.
And man. The previous record.
They beg for forgiveness.
Let me look for it down here. Yeah.
What's the previous record? And where do you measure a dog's tongue from?
The base.
Which base?
Well, I'm guessing if they're saying 5 inches, that has to be just like what hangs out of their mouth.
Yeah, because it looks longer than 5 inches.
It looks more than that than first photo.
It does. It should go back to your uvula, right?
Yeah.
Previous record.
You should measure from your throat.
3.74
inches. That's another question. You're allowed to say uvula, right?
Right.
That's
okay.
You're allowed to. All right.
But yeah, it looks like that's 5 inches just hanging out of her mouth.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. The point from which you measure.
Apparently, her owner has
maybe
to warn
she's
people.
A grower.
Longer.
I guarantee you that dog's tongue is. It's a woman, a girl, a dog.
Zoe.
Zoe. So I'm assuming it's a female.
I'm going full bestiality here.
They call that.
There was a guy watching that news last night, or anybody right now listening. Going, oh, let me check that out.
Oh, really?
So there's a guy that has a tongue that's nearly 4 inches long, but I don't know what the longest human female tongue is.
Well, there's a chick out there. Her tongue is the widest tongue. Remember that girl?
Yeah,
that's creepy looking. It's like a bath mat coming out of her mouth. It was like, ah.
Well, you wouldn't need the width. No. Would be the thing.
Yeah, I think
we've talked about the guy who has the longest tongue, and didn't we mention that? I think it said in the story that he has
like his eyebrow.
Well, and he has problems with like eating. He can
ice cream.
He could swallow his own tongue.
Whoa, is that the longest chick tongue or just a bunch of long chick tongues?
Just says hers is so long that she can lick her eye.
Yeah, let me see. She can lick something else too.
I can touch my nose.
She can lick the brown eye with that.
You guys should have seen the research face. Just that everything Nick had all at once.
What was that?
You should have seen the research face. I'm telling the listeners. Yeah. Yep. Should have seen Nick's research face while he was doing this. I've never seen somebody so focused. He had beakers out in a lab coat. Like he wanted to get to the bottom of this.
He's quick over there with the computer too when it comes to tones.
I was concerned the other day when one of the dogs fell asleep with a tennis ball in her mouth.
Yeah, that's a passed out dog, right, man.
Couldn't you choke on that?
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't drunk.
How sleepy are you?
She wasn't drunk.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think she's going to be able to swallow a tennis ball whole.
Probably not. But
that's my favorite new dog.
She might have more friends if she could. Right.
Yeah. It would restrict the airwaves momentarily.
So it's in her
mouth. Take it out of her mouth?
We all know dogs can fall asleep at any moment. So they just laid down with the tennis ball in his mouth and said, oh, I'm tired. Yeah,
and then crashed.
All right. Why don't you take it out when she was...
I don't know. I mentioned something to Christy, and she said she'd be all right. So,
Christy she's said the dog
she'll
expert.
Be all right.
There we're like also, too concerned.
Yeah. It was fun.
If you have a human fall asleep with a ball in their mouth, you're going to wake them up.
Hey. After you bring them out of the box.
Hey, why are you sleeping down there? Balls are in your mouth. I hate when that happens.
Well, bring out the gimp.
Yeah.
Tennis ball would be more like a ball gag for us.
Yeah.
We can't handle a whole tennis ball.
Our dog will fall. She will sleep with like the tip of her tongue sticking out of her mouth. She's still growing. She's still a puppy, but I just figure like I say, she's got more tongue than she does face at this point. You know,
that's
they
the
have
way we like them.
Growing.
Can I
at
say
the same
I was
proportion.
A little disappointed in that dog's tongue? I thought it would be longer.
Like cartoonishly long.
I've seen so many cartoon dogs where the tongue rolls out of their mouth like a red carpet.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, that seems like a reasonable length.
Have skewed
the floor and then continues rolling.
Yeah. But it also goes, ahooga. So you should probably know that's not real.
Right. Yeah. And their eyes pop out of their head, too, when that happens, right?
Boing.
I hate when cartoons ruin our reality.
The other dog news we missed was, I think, last month they reported the oldest dog in the world in Portugal.
Yeah, what was it, 20-some years old?
31.
Holy cow.
So that dog actually would outlive the family. That's almost sad.
That dog has been over it for 10 years.
Because what is that famous saying about a dog's life? A dog's life is 10 to 12 years of your life.
Seven. It depends.
No, I'm talking about that, but I know. But say 10 to 12 years of your life. But their life is all they know is you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All they know is you. And it's sad and heartbreaking to think that, but... They only
dogs
know
aren't
you.
Supposed to lose their owner.
Right. So dogs, I mean, granted, people die sometimes when they have dogs. We get that. But if you're 31, you could be like, hey, your whole family's dead. Yeah. Ah, damn it.
Well, you don't expect a dog to live that long.
Not 31.
You think a tortoise just doesn't care at all about human life?
No.
Tortoise will live
200 years.
Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
But another you.
Yeah, like that was Ben Franklin's tortoise.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you don't get those kind of pets, because they become somebody else's burden.
What's that, a chip? Chip live 40 years?
60?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50, 60 years, I think. So, yeah, you don't have a pet chimp because that's going to become somebody else's problem.
Right. And
so
they can be more worried about the face
ripping off.
Yeah, that part, too, the face ripping off. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have pretty small tongues.
You're not my owner, Cliff. Right.
I'm not familiar with the breed of this 31-year-old dog.
By the way, and I realize that's got to beat the record by 10 years, right? For a dog?
Yeah, it doesn't mention
I mean,
the
dogs
previous
don't live
record.
That long.
Can you imagine picking up the same dog's turds for 3 decades?
Yeah, I know.
First dog confirmed to live to the age of 30. So I don't know who the second
oldest dog. Was it have a birth certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they check this?
They may.
If it's can bread, still they... see, most dogs start to go blind anyway if they get really old to begin with, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at this dog, the Rafiero of Alentejo. It's a Portuguese livestock dog.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not, a working dog.
So it's stayed healthy. It's still healthy, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty big dog. But and generally, they say bigger dogs don't live as long.
No, right.
Yeah.
That dog's going to get Social Security.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a Portuguese water dog.
Let me see that dog.
It doesn't look like it's very interested in living.
No, let me see. Yeah.
Was there a big backlash?
No, it does look old. Yeah, another looks, freaking day,
like,
man.
Just
yeah.
kill me. No. Where'd you say that bridge is?
You know, all my dog friends are dead, man. Their kids are dead.
Grandkids are dead.
His dog friends' kids are dead.
That right? dog made a wish it regrets. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Have people boycotted?
Blew out that candle all those years ago.
The Portuguese water dog, because Obama's got one.
I don't remember, man. That what he had there?
Yeah, yeah, that's what they got. Yeah. So, what,
so
sure,
what they do?
Yeah. It's a commie dog.
Yeah, it's a woke dog.
Yeah. The old woke dog.
I'm anti-woke dog.
Yeah, that dog doesn't look happy. That one there.
No.
Really? You can ask that me to do rough. That again. I'm
it's
just
pretty fat
there.
Dog too. Yeah.
Well, at that point, what do
hey,
you care?
Hey, come on, give the dog a break.
Yeah.
Well, you think that like it, if it was living that long, that it would be in shape?
Well, don't you think?
I would expect the oldest dog to be
obese. Dog carries a younger picture of himself in his wallet just to show people. Hey, you know, this is what I used to look like.
Here's a doggy app. Shows him at five. You know that new app that you see out there.
Yeah, he's used the filter.
The filter app.
I think that dog.
The
16-year-old
filter app. I hate it.
For as old as that dog is.
But yeah, dog, the picture of Nick showing, he's a disinterested dog.
Okay.
And that's saying something for a dog.
But the retrievers we have, you know, they'll live 14, 15 years.
They can?
Maybe.
Okay.
Now, are you looking at the photo of it? Like, I'm seeing a picture.
You'd be letting a dog outside your house talk for 30 years if you were doing that.
Yeah, that's the picture.
Sitting by the certificate from Guinness just going, kill me. Please right. kill me.
Well, I've been letting dogs out of the house for about 20 now. So.
Oh, so that picture shows in front of the certificate?
Yeah, that's the certificate from Guinness.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell?
He doesn't know.
I wonder if he's neutered. He's had to live 30 years with no balls.
Yeah.
No kids, no family.
I don't know where Bluey, the Australian cattle dog, lived, but he...
I love the word Bluey.
Australia?
Yeah. His name's Bluey, probably.
Right there.
No, because a lot of people have Australian dogs all over the world, but he lived for 29 years. Oh. 29 years, 5 months.
Isn't that a cartoon?
Bluey?
Yeah, Bluey. Yeah.
Isn't it a dog?
Yeah, it is. They should change his dog's name to Jimmy Carter if it's not going to die.
Nick's got that dog on his Deadpool.
He'll be fine.
That's why he's 31.
Dog will be 56.
That's why he's 31. I ain't giving Nick a hit. I'm sticking around forever, man.
What's the dog's name?
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah.
The 31-year-old dog?
Yeah. B-O-B-I. Bobby. No gray hair.
Yeah.
Wow. Good genes.
I think he wakes up every day with his eyes open and go, oh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Not again.
Again, man. Mm-hmm. Especially if the family's lived in the same house for 31 years. Oh, my God.
Has the same family had the dog?
Yeah, they have
must. Oh, Bluey, the Australian cattle dog. It's from
Australia?
Australia.
Told you. Yeah. It's right there in the title.
Australia.
Right there in the title, they told you.
Bluey's a 31-year-old dog, right?
No, he was 29.
29.
Okay.
Yeah, this 31-year-old dog has to just wish he could open a window.
The third oldest dog. 28 some years and some change. Where was Butch the Beagle from?
From the United States.
That's not so
easy. Galistan.
Iowa. They're naming their dog Butch. They're a United States dog, right?
Yeah, that's a very Americanized name.
Yeah, Butch. Yeah.
Sounds like, I'm going to say Mississippi.
Yeah.
No, not even close.
Not even
That's Wyoming.
I don't know Butch.
No. I don't know.
Other coast. Yeah. Other coast.
Other coast in Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got that one little part.
The third coast.
East of the Mississippi.
North Carolina.
Close.
South Carolina.
Oh, you're
Virginia.
Old Butch the Virginian
Virginia.
Dog.
Virginia.
Butch from
Butch
Virginia.
The Beagle. How old's Butch the Beagle?
He was 28, you say?
28 and change. Yeah.
28. Is that Butch right? The Butch looks good.
That's a lot of Butch is dead now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you have any friends named Butch? What's their real name?
Uncle Butch.
Yeah.
Uncle Butch, he's still alive. He lives in North Carolina somewhere, Vietnam vet. And you can tell that by his Facebook page because he tells you that every day that he was a Vietnam vet. His name is Lee.
Okay. My friend Butch in college.
I haven't seen Uncle Butch in years. He's kind of a cousin, Uncle Butch, but I call him Uncle Butch.
He was a Glenn.
Right.
Butch and like Bud are not derived from any particular name.
Yeah, or Chubb. Or Chubb.
They just give you that
I have an
nickname.
Uncle Chubb. I actually do have an Uncle Chubb. Yeah.
I had an Uncle Butch passed away.
As long as you don't have an Uncle Chubb.
Right. Butch. And what was Uncle Butch's real name?
That's where it gets weird.
Was not Butch.
I don't even remember his real name, but it definitely wasn't Butch.
No.
It wasn't Butch. It wasn't. Yeah, what was your Uncle Butch's real name? Was
Lee.
Lee?
I don't know why they called him Butch, but that's one of those things you get as a kid.
Yeah.
Uncle Chubb became, when he was a baby, he was chubby, and they called him Chubb, and then he just became Chubb. And his name was Charlie. And he's never was fat. He wasn't fat his whole life. He's a regular guy. He still lies. My dad's younger brother, but we called him Uncle Chubb way before I knew what the slang Chubb is.
Did he use that picking up chicks at the bar? They call me Chubb.
No, because nobody started saying, that's a...
Is Chubb newer?
Yeah, I've been saying the word Chubbs the whole time, but I've been on the radio. But it's a fairly new reference to a half a Chubb, your boner. Yeah, yeah.
What an unfortunate thing to have a name your whole life only to have
to turn
some
it into.
Slang word
yes.
change your name for forever.
Right.
I bet that's happened to people.
Oh, of course it has. Of course it has.
Or to just be given the nickname after the slang was already accepted.
Like Aunt Douche.
Guy's name Gaylord?
Yeah, Gaylord. Yep.
Or Big Pussy.
What point were you named Gaylord that you didn't have to deal with that, though?
Gaylord Perry was old enough. When he was named Gaylord, nobody probably thought twice about it.
Okay.
But every Gaylord since then has had to deal with it.
You ain't naming a Gaylord
now. I don't think there have been a lot
Gaylord
of Gaylords since then. Yeah.
Gaylord Focker.
Gaylord Focker. But that's a movie, and it's fictional.
Right, but he was a fictional character.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you're bouncing that around. Your kid's bored today.
No.
We like Jim. We like Matt. We like Gaylord.
I feel bad for a Karen every once in a while.
Now.
Like a legitimately named
Karen. I grew up with some Karens.
I kind of feel bad for
her. There was a minute there.
That's a little rough.
When she was getting a lot of pub, I felt bad for Caitlin's.
Oh, yeah.
My niece is Caitlyn, but that's kind of going away.
It has.
I feel like Caitlyn's going away.
I don't know
that Karen's going away.
I don't think Caitlyn Jenner thinks.
Becky was one because Beyonce had that Becky with the good hair.
My wife's named Becky, and she heard that one.
Yeah.
Yep. There's also the Gatlin boys raped Becky in a in a Kenny Rogers song, Coward of the County. And the Gatlin boys all took their turns with Becky, and so she didn't like that.
It was the Gatlin boys?
Yeah.
The brothers?
No, but they were called the Gatlin boys in that song.
They were, weren't they?
But the song came out, I think, before the Gatlin boys became famous, right? Ask Nick, he's the country music freak around
here. Becky gets mentioned in Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, but she wouldn't know that.
Baby's got back.
Yeah, but she wouldn't care about that.
Chubb is definitely one. Yeah. I would be curious as to what names that like are just nicknames that people had that then they just had to stop going by.
Right.
That thing.
Right.
Other than Chubb.
People can stop going by nicknames, puss.
Yep. Boner.
Sometimes it's a professional must.
Yeah. You don't want the nickname Boner, right?
Yeah, I think I'm too far into my career to go changing the name now.
Big Pussy.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Were you just talking about that movie? There was a movie called, Mid-90s? I guess Jonah Hill wrote and directed, and there's a group of like skateboarders that hang out. And
grew up in the 90s, right,
One of the dude's names
it's a good movie.
Is F.S., just the swear words.
Mm.
That's just what they call
F-bomb,
this guy.
F-bomb, S-bomb.
Yeah, F-bomb, S-bomb.
Oh, they call him that in home. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah.
That's a fun name.
Yeah.
They're like, who's that? And they're like, oh, that's...
I'm watching the end of Horrible Bosses 2 when they're in the car with Jamie Foxx, and his name is M.F. Jones.
M.F. Jones.
And since they're friends with him in the second movie, they're really just friends with him. Then in the second movie, they call him by his first name. And they just say,
Mother.
What are you talking about, Mother? You know, they say the whole word, and it's just so casual. It's so funny. Yeah.
I forgot Jamie Foxx was in that. He was great.
Yeah. He's in one, too.
Yeah. He was in
also,
first one.
He's all over, too.
Mr. Jones is my dad.
Yeah.
Call me.
That's how two ends, by the way. saying that. Yeah. It is how it ends. Brad Williams sleeping in, I guess.
I would assume.
Somebody shake his small bed and wake him up.
I texted him.
All right.
I texted him. But,
I wonder if his race car bed is a manual transmission
or if he's got trouble getting the sides down.
Yeah. He's stuck in it. His wife has to pick him out of bed so he can make the phone call.
Yeah, the caretaker needs to come here.
We know comedians on the West Coast sometimes forget and sleep in. It happens. So we'll deal with the Brad when he eventually calls us this morning sometime. That's okay, though. We got Cameron with us this morning. Nick's here, of course. Nick's out and about doing some comedy. Where you at, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be in Lincoln Friday, Gotham at Haymarket, and Saturday, Meg's Burgers and Brew in Tabor, Iowa.
Saturday in Lincoln. Cameron's there. Where are you, Cameron? Yep.
Saturday in Lincoln at the Storm Cellar.
You're headlining, right?
Headlining.
Stroop. What's his first name again?
Derek.
Yeah, Derek Stroop.
Yes. Derek.
He's in the studio with us Friday. He's the Funny Bone this weekend. I believe Tyler Walsh is your feature this weekend. Regan will be here tomorrow, and Nick's dad will be here tomorrow. All right, so we'll ask him about the longest tongue he ever saw. All right.
I can't wait.
Nick loves those conversations.
Oh, those are the
He'll
best.
He'll say there's a guy named Dan. You know?
Oh, he got an A,
not Jackson.
Oh, you call him a student. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, not Jackson or Mason.
You can't. Nowadays, yeah.
Brody.
Yeah. Let your dad alone. If he likes the young men and the young men like him, let him have fun, man.
Butch Trucks, the drummer.
Butch Trucks. Is that his real name?
He's a Claude.
Yeah.
Oh, I would go with Butch then, too. Yeah.
Nah, Claude's a cool name.
You don't hear Claude anymore.
You don't ever hear Claude.
No, you never hear Claude, man. You could go as Claude now.
Claude would be a cool name.
Claude Akins, that famous actor.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been dead for 40 years.
My grandpa was a Ralph, but he didn't have a nickname. He just went with his middle name because he hated Ralph.
He did?
Ralph's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He was Kurt.
Well, Ralph became a synonym for puking, you know. Yeah. Did you Ralph? No. Mm-hmm.
Ralph.
He goes by Spew now.
That's one of those names.
He goes by his middle name, Spew. That was Nick Allen. That's some comedy there, man.
Hey-o?
It is a hey-o, but it's a funny one. It works. It works. All right. Ralph Spew. I'm not going to say your last name. Pussy. All right. Phone back.
Spew Pussy. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.